Isla Guadalupe, off the western coast of Mexico, is famous for its massive colonies of petrels, shearwaters, and laysan albatrosses. Now, conservationists hope it will host black-footed albatrosses too, like Bruno. In 2021, Bruno was one of a dozen black-footed albatross chicks from Hawaii's Midway Atoll to Mexico. The move was part of a larger effort to establish a new black-footed albatross colony on Isla Guadalupe as rising seas threatened their native breeding grounds. On Isla Guadalupe, a research team led by marine ecologist Julio Hernandez fed the chicks by hand and placed decoys that looked like parents to help them learn to be birds. Once Bruno and the other black-footed albatrosses were old enough to fledge, they soared out to sea with the native laysan juveniles. When they started returning to the colony 2 years later, the black-footed albatrosses were a bit awkward. Some tried to woo a laysan mate, but their courtship dances were incompatible. And though Bruno socialized happily with others of his species, he didn't feel the spark with any of the eligible ladies. Until La Güera, Julio says.
Bruno's leg band is number 5, and La Güera is number 4.
She'd been his next neighbor in Hawaii and his crate mate on the flight to Mexico. Turns out, Bruno had been holding out for the girl next door.
It's a beautiful love story. I will bet anything that they will be the first couple to form, and theirs will be the first egg we get from these relocated albatrosses.
For BirdNote, I'm Shay Gisbel.
Celebrating Vancouver's underground rock music culture for 3 days of shows from incredible local and touring artists, the second annual Unreal City Festival takes over the Rickshaw Theatre and the Russian Hall, January 15th to 17th. Featuring local artists like Worry War, Jody Glenham, so CJSF chart toppers Devour, and the Houseplant. Veterans by a thread. And headliner Spencer Krug of Wolf Parade, Sunset Rubdown, and Moonface. This unique festival finds bands and music artists upstairs, while downstairs you get access to the coziest grandma's living room style lounge in the city, with DJs, hot food, drinks, on-site tattoo artists, and more. The second annual Unreal City Festival. January 15th to 17th at the Rickshaw Theatre and the Russian Hall in East Vancouver. For passes, go to unrealcity.rocks or head to CJSF Music on Instagram to win tickets.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard. But I think, oh, bandage up yours! One, two, three, four! One, two, three, four!
Who took the bomb?
One, two, three, four!
Who took the bomb?
Jingle, 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 and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock, and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of phenomenal, fantastic, fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. It is that time of year where Santa Claus is far from home, and all Mrs. Claus wants to do is rock out. So for that fact alone, welcome to the annual holiday extravaganza. Two full hours of holiday Christmas music. It is going to be fun and festive, corny and classy, all rolled into a two-hour mixtape that we call the Girly So Groovy Annual Holiday Extravaganza. We've been doing this for nearly 25 years here as Girly So Groovy's been on the airwaves. Before we unwrap this year's Christmas present, though, I just want to do a very quick shout-out to you, the loyal listeners, anyone that reached out to me from last week's show to tell me their opinions, their thoughts, their number one albums. Last week, if you missed the show, it was our top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums for 2025, the 10 best albums of the year, and our honorable mentions, albums that were not quite top 10 material but still worth checking out before the year came to an end. Also, when we talk about programming, if you ever miss a show, remember it's very easy to catch up. All you have to do is go to the absolutely free, no membership required listening website, Mixcloud. That's mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Girly and groovy ending with an IE. All right, here we go. We are going to get right into this annual holiday extravaganza. I have music in the first hour on the way from The Bird and the Bee, Tina Turner, music coming up from Jill Sibule, Rosemary Clooney on the way, The Crystals, The Supremes, and an absolute pure Christmas diva that has been really having her moment in the sun this year. That's all coming up in the first hour, and then the second hour, still so much more holiday and Christmas music. We are going to kick off the full 2 hours with an absolute soulful blues kind of Christmas song that I have always loved. But it takes veteran R&B vocal powerhouse Sharon Jones to really give it a go and really drive home the absolute pure blues of the song. It's Sharon Jones teaming up with her band of merry men, the Dap Kings, kicking off this year's annual holiday extravaganza here on Girly So Groovy.
Bells will be ringing the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone. I have no friends to wish me greetings. Once again, the one you love.
delivering you the jingle jangle this holiday season here on Girly So Groovy. We just kicked off our annual holiday extravaganza. Music right there from R&B trailblazer Tina Turner. The song is called Merry Christmas Baby. That was released back in 1964. It was actually released as a B-side to their single, Oopoopadoo, from Tina Turner. Depending on your age, if you don't know what a B-side is, and I kind of gasp that I have to explain this, there was a time where small records were released. There was a single on side A, and then on the back side was what was considered side the B-side. So there you go. I just thought I realized I used some terminology that some listeners might not even know what I'm talking about. Anyways, let's keep things going here. So kicking off the full 2 hours here on our annual holiday extravaganza, it is Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings doing their take on the Christmas song, Please Come Home for Christmas. You can find that on the incredibly delightful, incredibly energetic holiday album, It's a Holiday Soul Party, from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Okay, right now we move from 1960s soul and R&B and now into 2020s indie rock holiday music. Dartmouth, Nova Scotia indie rock duo Smaller Hearts, they released a song a few years ago called Christmas at Home. It's a song that I remember we featured here on the Girly So Groovy Holiday Extravaganza 2021. Now, if you remember, that would have been the quintessential COVID Christmas. So for a song called Christmas at Home, it had a whole different meaning to it. Well, 5 years later, four years later, now when I listen to this song, it's something I almost strive for. All that, you know, trying to make families work and get here and get there. And sometimes I just kind of want that Christmas at home. And I just think this tells me that the planet is, you know, hopefully moving in the right direction, that all I want for Christmas is just a quiet Christmas at home. Here is Smaller Hearts right now here on Girly So Groovy's annual holiday extravaganza.
Lights up, drawn a tree.
This is Girly So Groovy, and this is our annual holiday extravaganza. One goal I had coming into the studio for this year's holiday party was to try and bring you music that you may have not heard like 1,000 times so far from those 24/7 Christmas stations or just from being out and about in stores. I'm trying to kind of deliver some things that might feel a little fresh or original. And I think we just did that with Los Angeles wife and husband duo, The Bird and The Bee. A duo that really know how to create playful indie pop, whether it's holiday or not. But this time it gets an extra layer of playful when it is holiday music. They released a Christmas album called Put Up the Lights. We heard the opening track, You and I at Christmas Time. And then speaking of duos, that's where we started that set. Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, indie rock duo, Smaller Hearts. They released the song Christmas at Home as an internet single. You can find that on Bandcamp if you would like to have that for your own collection. But yeah, when I talk about trying to bring things in that feel fresh or original for a holiday show, I think this next set is definitely going to do that. Australian slacker, indie rock goddess, legend, Courtney Barnett delivers us music that doesn't often get played at this holiday time. We have music for Christmas, we have music for Hanukkah, we have music for so many different holidays. When was the last time you had a Boxing Day song? Well, Courtney Barnett has a Boxing Day song. And that is where we're going to go to next. Courtney Barnett right now on this annual holiday extravaganza here on Girly So Groovy.
Keen on what you found. at the holiday party. Red wine lipped a little early. Reminiscing got us laughing. And that's when I saw your face cracking. Smiles and smoke and screams. Your Gucci purse of pharmacy. Pretend to want these things so no one sees you. Not getting, not getting what you need. Not getting what you need.